You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, week five in Michelle's season. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Good evening, Katie.
Hello.
Just press stop on this episode, and I am still shook.
That's one word for it.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah. Not great.
I think the way this is going to go tonight, as a tease for the rest of this episode, I think there's going to be a lot of thumbs up and one huge thumbs down.
Yeah.
That hopefully when we talk it out will make a little more sense, because as I'm sitting here, you know, 2 minutes post episode, I can't quite make sense of it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone can make sense of it. It was kind of just, I don't even know if Michelle could, really.
And I think that's ultimately who we need to hear from. And unfortunately, it probably won't be until, you know, the men tell all or after the final rose, but this needs some sort of explaining.
Yeah, I think I don't even think she knew what was being said to her. And because she asked, like, she's like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand what you're saying. We were all confused when we first heard what was happening.
And we're talking about Martin and his foot and mouth and somehow still on this show as we head to, what are we down to, the top eight?
I can't believe it already.
It has flown by. And so we are here to talk through it and try to figure it out. And we will, we're going to do that right where the show did. And that's at the end. But in the meantime, we're going to get excited about talking about Minnesota, because that's what these guys managed to do. And we're going on the road to Minnesota.
Yay.
Yeah. I will say they all sold it, though.
I think it's different because it's her hometown and that's where she grew up. That's where she lived. I think it's more of like, oh, maybe it's already kind of like a hometown feel to it. If it was just like random Minnesota, maybe. I mean, they'd still sell it because that's what they have to do. But I think there's genuine emotion attached to Minnesota because that's where she's from.
You do get a little something extra by, if you're picked for a one-on-one, then you're getting what, you know, we talk a lot about in any of the three versions of this show of what, you know, real life is going to be like. And yeah, this is one of the few dates where you can say, like, well, this would be real because this is where I live.
Yeah, this is where I live. And with Joe, like, that's where he lives. And it was a very real look into what Joe and Michelle's relationship would be if they were to end up together.
It's so awkward every time they do one of these, all the guys or all the girls show up and then the lead just pulls one away. And you're like, okay, we're going to go on a date now. The rest of you guys can go hang out at the hotel. We're going to go. Bye.
Yeah. Our one-on-one date starts right now. Okay. Bye.
This date went really well, but should she be taking someone who's from Minneapolis on a Minneapolis date? Yes, you get the real life portion, and I understand that. But I think you lose a little part of the special, let me show you my town aspect of it.
I agree. I mean, for Joe, like, he's probably already been to a Twins game, like you would think. He got the whole high school feel and discovery of her high school and what it was like to, you know, play basketball at her school. But yeah, I agree. I think he probably doesn't need to be given a tour around her hometown when he probably lives not too far from there.
Because like with Nate's date, I think you get to see, okay, can he be happy living here? Whether he's, you know, whether it's an act or not, whatever, but can that person be comfortable here? as she said, would you move here? Like, these are type of questions. Obviously with Joe, you already know he lives there. And I guess that's the alternate argument, is you don't have to have those conversations because you know he already likes it here.
Right. I feel like it would be interesting if Joe and Nate's dates were switched. Because Joe, for Nate, I think it was just kind of, oh, here, meet my friends and I want to see what my friends think of you. Not really so much as, you know, exploring Minnesota as much. But maybe she has stronger feelings for Nate and wants her friend's opinion on the relationship that they were able to see in those few minutes.
And that, because the Nate one felt a little bit more like a hometown, because you do have the sort of the grilling, if you will, as opposed to Joe got off a little more scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
And I did appreciate, though, not only was Michelle confident, like, oh, it's not that just I'm going to beat you, but I'm going to beat you in a dress. Like,
yeah.
That's the ultimate flex.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
And maybe because he's from there, or just because things are comfortable, like the whole day before they got to the dinner portion just sort of flowed. Like, I didn't think it was, like, it was fine. It was good, but it wasn't a train wreck, which we'll see later. And it wasn't this amazing sparks flying for me either.
Right. I think it was a good date. Yeah.
And when they go to her high school and she says, oh, let me take you to my locker. We were having this conversation while watching the show. If I took you to your high school, could you take me to your locker?
No. One year I could.
So yours moved around.
Yeah, so we got a new locker every year. So we had four lockers in high school. I think maybe one, but not the exact number.
I went to
location I could show you, but that's it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I could come up with the number, but I bet I could come within like four or five of them. I know the general area, and I went to a very small Catholic high school in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and same locker for 4 years. So if I can't get within a few, that's probably, especially when, you know, my graduating class, we had 81 people. So we were all in a very small corner of the high school because they're like, mm-hmm. you guys barely take up a classroom. So we're just going to put you over here. But I thought it was interesting that she could go right to her locker as if, I don't know, to me, I was like, oh, anybody can do that. But then having a conversation during
thinking like, about it, you're like, I actually don't think
that. People that go to a normal size high school apparently and then have a class with more than like three people cannot do that. So I just thought that was interesting.
And also, like, we wouldn't even know if she was lying or not. So maybe she didn't remember and she was just like, yeah, this one, you know, this is definitely my locker.
Listen, Katie, does she look like someone that's gonna blow smoke up your ass?
She does not. I should know better.
Very clear about that. But I thought that when they went to the dinner portion, we see this so many times when either the person on the date or the star says, you know, we're going to get deep or we need to talk on these serious subjects. And then it never is. It's one of these typical, like, how was the day for you? It was good. And we're having feelings. Oh, it's so great. This was, again, with her, we're seeing it more often, where it was actually like, okay, hold on. Like, this is some serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I at first, before the dinner portion, Joe mentioned how hard it is to open up just about being vulnerable and not just his past, but just emotions in general, just his feelings about everything. He just doesn't open up much and it's very hard for him. And then when the dinner portion started and it kind of started off a little bit slow. And I didn't think we were really going to get much from him. I thought it was going to be, like you said, like very surface level, like how was the day, like, oh, great to be in, you know, our state and stuff like that. But it ended up getting deep for him.
Yeah.
You know, talking about an injury he had with his leg starting in seventh grade, and basically since then it just wasn't the same. He got hurt. He broke it again in college. You know, his surgeon messed up with.
Which, by the way, if this guy did not walk away with some sort of settlement from this doctor, because for you to screw up that majorly,
yeah,
you know, I doubt he was good enough.
Pun intended with the screws.
Yes, thank you. Yes, definitely not where I was going. I mean, you know, there's such a small percentage of people that get to go pro. So I'm sure if you're going by the odds, he wasn't going to be a pro. But just from normal living, you know, you really want to have seven screws and a plate in your foot? Like,
yeah.
So I don't know the whole story, but I sure hope that he walked away with a nice payday, because that's not that it makes up for it, but it certainly helps.
Yeah. My first reaction if I were Michelle would be like, oh my gosh, and I just made you play basketball. Sweet. But back to being more serious.
Yes.
After that, he suffered from a lot of anxiety and depression, and even became suicidal that he couldn't play anymore. And it was kind of just, you know, he just devoted his whole self to, you know, playing this sport. And when he couldn't play anymore, he was like, why am I even here, really? Like, is there a purpose for me to still be here?
Yeah, and I think that's probably something that bounces around a lot of people's head. I mean, it's certainly something that I have to think about. You know, if I've been doing the same thing for a long time, and if, you know, one of these days I wake up and someone says, yeah, you can't do that anymore, I'm like, oh, crap, now what do you do? And it's one thing if you're, you know, lucky enough to be blessed with a lot of different talents, or you bounce around and do a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. But if you've only done one thing, much like Joe, much like me, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you can't do this one thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, where do you, like, they're literally, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. Like, now what are you going to do?
And for her to, I think, make the perfect point of, you were going to battle every day with something that no one had any idea about. And because, listen, athletes get hurt all the time, and you just say, oh, they're going through this, but I don't think it quite gets to that next level of, oh yeah, this has been their life. And now if ball is life,
it changed.
Yeah. Now what is life? And so she had a great point. Like, you were going to battle with something that no one could see, and you came out the other side. The victory is really just coming across the other side. And I thought she sort of painted that picture perfectly for Joe. And so we already have grocery store Joe, and now apparently, per Michelle, we have a Minnesota Joe. So do now we have to go forward calling him Minnesota Joe no matter what happens here?
I mean, it sounds like that's what she wants us to know him by.
Because if he doesn't win, you would assume he would go to paradise. And are they just going to replace it with grocery store Joe with Minnesota Joe, just so they have a nickname Joe there every year?
I was going to say Joe from Minnesota.
Well, no surprise. Minnesota Joe gets the rose. You know, he shared something that he doesn't share with a lot of people, did it on national television. And, you know, she, for the first time, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, said that she's falling for him.
Well, big words.
You know, Joe was sort of in the doghouse early because maybe he ghosted her, and then he was a favorite, and then maybe not so much. And now back to the front of the line, it appears.
It's so crazy to think about that this was the guy from that time. Like, they could have had a relationship before this all started, and, you know, he ghosted.
But look what it got him. It got him the final eight of the Bachelorette. He's got to be considered one of the couple front runners at this point. So ghost away, people, ghost away, because you too could be on the next season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. And so he gets the rose, which sends us to the group date. And you know, we had to go to the baseball stadium. Now we're going to the football stadium. And Clayton's excited because he's thinking he's going to be playing football. And they say, here come the Vikings. And there are no players among the Vikings that are coming out.
Yeah, different kind of a Viking.
Yes, very different. They're dressed a little bit differently. And instead of football, which they've done a million times, we have an actual Viking competition. And first you need to scream, and then you're throwing stuff, and you're
eating fermented fish.
Then we get to the fear factor slash challenge section where we're going to eat some weird food. Gross. I kind of wish they made them eat like X amount, like all of them had stuff on their plate and had to eat just so they could prove, because people like Chris would just say, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, are you in this or are you not?
Yeah. You want to eat or not?
Yeah. They all should have had one fish, one piece of brain, and a nice drink to wash it down with, which I didn't catch what that was, but they didn't really.
I don't think they really.
It was probably gross though.
Oh yeah, probably disgusting.
And so they all should have had a plate and a glass that they had to finish in order to continue on the date.
Yeah. It was funny how on this group date, like, everyone was giving her attention. Like, almost too much. Like,
it almost really
was. I'd be like, okay, I take back what I said last time. Like, this is too much. You're giving me too much attention.
Yeah, like Clayton does his football celebration, you know, his Tom Brady, like, let's go, and then turns to her and gives her a little kiss.
Yeah. But then, like, they'll, like, start doing something different, and they'll go up and be like, oh, hi, how you doing? or give a little, like, awkward hug, like.
Let's do our handshake before I throw this block of wood.
Yeah, you know she's there. That's good. That's good.
And I think they knew where this was going with Chris, because when they went and sent everybody to change for, you know, costume party, everybody, even the ones that weren't showing off the abs, which they pointed out, even had the, you know, this big regal outfit. And then you put Chris as, you know, the donkey. So I think the producers understood where this was going.
Oh yeah. I think they've known for not a while, at least since last week. I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
And this whole time he's sulking about how, oh, she didn't listen to me. It fell on deaf ears. I'm so disappointed. Wah, wah, wah.
And I think this was, we get it every season, usually multiple times, but this was the real time where I think someone was like, oh, I wasn't able to get any time with her. And you see people just getting time, I mean, pretty easily during that group date. But he was too busy, you know, taking a drink at the little buffet they had, talking to the other guys. Like, that was at least one group date that no one had a problem getting time. Like, it was, and they were, the guys were like, okay as they could be with it. They're like, okay, yep, it's your turn, dude. Like,
yeah, other than Brandon interrupting Michelle and Clayton making out.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was all very cordial. And even that was cordial. They sort of, because Clayton was joking with him. It's like, oh, you got that goofy smile on. Like, you can tell most of them are pretty okay with each other. And like you said, very cordial. Just, okay, you had your time. Cool. How'd it go? Yeah, this is great. You know, we have to see where everyone is. I don't know what the relationships are. Like, you know, fill out your bingo card.
Right.
And you had Chris going around talking to everyone about how, oh, I haven't had my time yet. I haven't had my time yet. Well, let me go to the In the Moment and talk about how I'm going to tell her a few things and I got to get things off of my chest. Meanwhile, he's not getting anything off his chest to her because big man has to yap, 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 but won't actually go and say anything to her.
Yeah. And then he's like completely shocked when she's like, okay, night's over. He's like, wow.
I can't believe it. I feel so disappointed that she didn't come to talk to me, as if it's her job to seek you out and say, oh, excuse me, sir. I know you've been a big student.
Have you learned nothing?
Yeah. you've been a big steaming pile of crap all day, but let me take you over here and give you some one-on-one time so that you'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Please. And the whole time he's just stewing about Nate. It's just Nate, 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 Nate.
I like and how he missed the call to the couch. That was just like, it was like the smallest little thing, but it made like such, it made that moment. She's like, oh, are we missing someone? Oh yeah, Chris. Oh.
The bummer is that she did notice after a second. I was kind of hoping she would just continue, and then one of the guys either would have to step in, or he would just walk in and be like, "Oh, hold on, I'm over here."
Yeah.
Don't forget about me again.
Yeah, I thought that was such a small, like, that was the best subtle little addition to that.
What, Rose? Why hasn't she talked to me? This is terrible.
Ugh.
And Clayton gets the rose, which isn't a shock, but somehow Chris is still in shock. I'm a fun guy, and she didn't notice that I wasn't being fun on the date.
Because you didn't even talk to her.
Oh my god, just...
She doesn't want to talk to you after last week.
And the funny thing about talking about this is... This whole time, I'm thinking, this is the person we get to hate on this week. Oh my God, we're going to pour so much crap on him, and we're going to continue to. But fast forward a half hour, we're going to be forgetting about this dude, and it's going to be so much worse. I can't even. But we have to finish this out. Chris is disappointed. Can't believe that Nate would get a one-on-one. She doesn't know about Nate. Oh my God, why doesn't she listen to me? Blah, blah, blah. In the meantime, Nate's going on his one-on-one, and it's Michelle and Nate on the lake.
Yes.
We're poets. Nice we didn't even know it.
Nice pontoon boat. And as soon as she said this is going to become a group date, he was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, trying not to be really disappointed. Ended up being two of her best friends. And he seemed genuinely excited about that. And the girls were too. Like, they were like, oh my gosh, we love him. Like, they actually seem happy. They seem like they have, you know, the relationship's going strong. So it was definitely a success with the friends, which sometimes are the hardest critics.
Because even their hard hitting questions were clearly just trying to get to the Chris and Nate stuff. And I thought it was interesting that really one of their first questions, or really only questions, because I guess we didn't catch a ton of them, was, oh, well, is there anyone here for the wrong reasons? Usually you don't get the questions about other guys from the friends or family.
And I think he answered well, too. Like, I don't think it could have been a lot worse playing down on Chris because, I mean, he deserved it, but he would seem just as bad if he was just using that time on the date to kind of say everything bad that was happening in the house. So yeah, his response was perfect.
Yeah, that question is, you're set up to fail with that question because they're begging you to drag someone. I mean, that's the only reason to ask that question. And for him to instead turn it around and say, hey, I saw it one way, but I don't feel a need to bring it to her because, you know, Michelle's going to be able to sniff that sort of stuff out, which up until this point, I agreed with him, but we'll get to that. Perfect answer. Just knocked it out of the park. And I think at that point, any sort of, you know, hound dog thoughts that they had is like, we're going to sniff this guy out. I think they're like, oh no, he's cool.
Yeah.
You know, the one saying that she didn't even think she would like him, which is the approach I think most family and friends take going into these things, you know, right. I'm going to tear them down or at least, you know, make sure that they are really into, you know, this girl, this guy. Then it was all thumbs up. And as long as Michelle apparently stays in her power, everything's going to be fine. I don't know what that means, but it sounded good.
Yeah. Sounded great.
And she was excited to get that approval. But at dinner, it went back to, we have to have these conversations. And that's always the, okay, we're having fun, but now, okay, can we get to these conversations that, like we said, beyond, how you doing? How was the day for you?
Yeah. How was the boat ride?
And yeah, I mean, Michelle just I know we were there to try to get deep with Nate, but it was Michelle who opened the door to this ridiculous toxic relationship that she was in. I mean, she had sort of alluded to obviously relationships not being great in the past, but wow.
Yeah, we never got too much detail with it prior to this, but yeah, I would call it toxic, I think.
I mean, when someone you're with gets you to the point where, you know, they think you're going to need a feeding tube and, you know, you're in the hospital and they're basically shooing you away to your parents' house because they don't want to be there. I mean,
yeah, he's probably not for you.
And I almost feel like he originally was almost trying to talk about her time on The Bachelor as, you know, your last relationship.
Right.
And it just obviously went to what your longer relationship is and, you know, what you've seen in the past of this is what I don't want and this is the sort of relationship I don't want. So it got to this point, which I don't know that that was initially the thought process.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I think that, I mean, it clearly was a good thing to give light to on her past relationship, because it obviously, I mean, she talked about like it messed her up, and like it would mess anyone up really, to be in such a toxic environment for 4 years basically. That's
wild. And you know, they're deep in this and Chris decides, with the help of producers, because he doesn't know where they are. So, I mean,
listen,
he's not alone on this. But Chris decides, I have things I need to get off my chest, and it's important.
Because I didn't have time last night.
It's important that she knows about Nate.
Yeah.
And decides to interrupt.
How important is it, though, really?
Yeah, well, of course. If I could bottle looks that anytime someone showed up that I wasn't, you know, interested in them being there and could just unleash the looks that Nate and Michelle opened up when they saw this dude walk up to the table and be like, can I just have a minute? It's very important.
Is it really important?
Oh my God.
The looks were like, I mean, this whole season, Nate has had like the perfect looks for every situation. But yeah, this one was like, it was great. It was great. And it should honestly become a meme.
Yeah. Oh, I'm imagine by the time you're hearing this episode, it is, because it was so good. And whether it's Mentel or probably after the final rose when, you know, it's bloopers, I think as part of that, or even its separate segment, will simply be Nate making faces.
Yeah.
Because
who was it last season? Was it Justin? Justin from last season when like they did the blooper section and
yes,
it was just him
all
with
the reaction faces.
His bug eyes like in every situation. Like, yeah, the two of them need their own.
A face, like a reaction off.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. So maybe when they're both in paradise, they can be one of those.
Yeah. You just know, like 5 minutes of straight.
Who gets the date card? Yeah. Let's see who has the best facial reactions.
Yes.
Oh, guys, I know you guys listen. The producers, batch producers, I know you listen. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Just, we look forward to seeing it. It's going to be fantastic.
We did the hard work for you now. Just
that's what we're here for. And so this douche sits down with Michelle and feels insecure. I mean, he just starts rattling off the worst word salad you could possibly put together. Well, maybe not. Again, I thought it was the worst, and we'll get to what I guess would be worse. But
At the time.
For five minutes, it was easily the worst thing I've heard on this season.
Well, not only that, but he tried to play like the victim, too. He was like, I feel played because you... Like, you gave him time after I told you that he's not here for the right reason. And I came to warn you. Okay. First of all, at the end of the date.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not, you know, when you're headed off.
He's been gone the whole entire day.
And he's still here.
Like, she also had the best reaction, too. She's like, I can think and speak for myself, and I'm telling you that you're going home.
And credit to Nate, by the way, because when he stepped up and was looking at them, I thought he was going to go interrupt, and I was just screaming at the TV, which is, you know, probably shouldn't
please
be screaming.
Please be the bigger person.
Perfect, exactly. And I just said, don't do it. He has plenty of rope. You do not need to help matters. Yeah. If anything, mm-hmm. you're only going to help by making her maybe start to feel bad for him if you go out there and attack him. Just, he's sinking. Just let him go, bud.
He's digging his own grave.
And thankfully he did, but he was standing there and I'm just thinking, oh no, don't do it. Don't do it. And thankfully he stayed put because...
Please, we like you. Please.
And he didn't even get the full walkout. He gets the walk to the escalator. Mm. And he has to do
which is good for it because I was getting worried last week when he slipped through to the next week, next row ceremony, and Michelle had been doing so good so far, getting rid of, you know, quote unquote villains and dramatic people, and he made it another week, and I was getting nervous in some of her judgment for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, thanks to all of us.
She came back and was like, nope, that's it. You're going home.
And she's, look, I think the awareness there is pretty solid because she said at this point, like, okay, he said his piece and that's fine, but I'm seeing what I'm seeing and experiencing what I'm experiencing. And if it doesn't work out, it blows up in my face. I get heartbroken. That's on me.
Yeah.
And my eyes are open. I think I see everything here. And I'm making this decision. I don't need some, you know, dude with little man syndrome trying to tell me or protect me and tell me what I should be thinking and doing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a large difference.
That he was trying to play the victim.
Oh, my God.
That's, and like, the worst.
Immediately, like, he didn't even get the sentence out of, I felt played. Played how? I mean, she was... Like if he was like, trying to somehow like hook something, she was not having it.
Yeah.
Which goes back to she's been able to sniff out this stuff. Great job. We're talking more thumbs up here. All right. Yep. We're at the
keep
end
going,
of the second.
Keep going.
Yeah, we're at the end of the third date here, and it's all thumbs up. What could go wrong?
So far, so good.
And Nate gets the rose. They have fireworks.
It's going to be an easy cocktail party.
She's crazy. She's crazy about Nate. Now that Chris is gone, most of the dudes seem like they like each other. It's all just about, I think it was Olu who said, like, you know, now it's going to be tough because it's just good guys and good guys. All right. Well.
Perfect. Smooth sailing.
Now we get to the thumbs down portion of the evening. And Martin, who...
It honestly happened so fast, too. Like, it was... Yeah, it was... It just... Like, it was... Everything was going so nicely, like we just said. And then, all of a sudden, like, this crazy conversation just started. Like, out of the blue, I feel like.
This went zero to my Brandon very quickly. Because... I can't even fathom why he would think that this was a good line. And to be fair, he sort of stepped in it before. So, I mean, I guess it's not like it totally came out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit down and think, you know what will really get her? Me saying that I hear you compliment me and I really like it. But then I hear you compliment someone else and wonder, did you really mean it? Oh my God.
No.
And so she saves him. God bless her. Says, what do I look like someone who's, you know, from what you know, is going to blow smoke up your ass? Ha ha ha. She's giving you the lifeboat.
Literally.
You can jump on it. You can float away. Just talk about, huh, you're there. You're right. You know, this is such a great day. Oh, my God.
Talk about anything else.
Yeah, literally. And instead, I'm going to talk about how women in Miami are high maintenance. And I'm so glad you're not high maintenance like these other women in Miami.
Female,
thank you. Yes, I have to get the ridiculous language correct. You are right. Female.
You know, they just like expect everything. And,
oh my gosh. And but Katie.
The men need to do everything.
What makes females more high maintenance than males? Oh, well, didn't you know that guys don't expect women to do everything in the relationship like females do?
Cringing.
Oh, my God. And so at that point, I'm thinking, well, clearly she's not even going to get to the rose ceremony with this dude. She's just going to say, oh, honey, sweetie, this
has been
nice.
I thought we were going to get it to be continued on this.
It would have deserved one. And Katie, do you know why we didn't get one?
Why?
Because it was a thumbs down. That's why. Michelle, who I'm texting with my sister during this about how amazing Michelle is. And this is before this segment. But Oh, she's so great. She's so strong, and she's been making all these great decisions and sending home the people that deserve to be sent home and not taking any crap.
No one's lingering.
Oh, good. Everything's so amazing. And then Martin comes and starts mansplaining.
So you jinxed it, basically.
Basically, it's all on me because Martin starts mansplaining, and to make it worse, he doubles down when he's talking to the guys saying, oh, well, she didn't understand what I was saying. I didn't say anything wrong. She just misunderstood me.
I still don't think he got it, but he didn't understand that what he was saying was going to be taken negatively, obviously. And then I think he saw her reaction but didn't even try to backpedal, like just kept going forward with it. And
that's what makes his double down with the guys even worse, because clearly we already know that he's someone that doesn't have great awareness. So that much was clear by the start of the conversation.
Yeah.
But once he saw that reaction, even if in your head, you know, it's bouncing around in that space of, oh, I did nothing wrong. She just didn't understand me correctly. You quiet that and say, oh, she clearly was upset by that. So maybe I should think about what I said as opposed to just assuming everything I say is right. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't understand it, oh, well, that's females don't understand things. A very nice note here as he's trying to say how he's misunderstood. And it's this fucking guy. Are you serious?
Oh, I think the worst part, like, I mean, it's all bad, but one of the worst parts of this is that he didn't think he did anything wrong.
No.
Like, he just thinks Michelle didn't understand. That's probably the worst part of the whole situation.
And the only solace I was taking in this, I said, you know, it's a shame she didn't send him home and just, like, throw him out the window. But, hey, he's going to get to take the long walk home, so at least we have that going for us. And I even paused the screen to see who didn't have roses, and I picked them out. And I didn't even contemplate Martin because, well, obviously he's given. We're losing two more guys. Easily him. But not only does this guy not go home, she doesn't even save him for the last rose.
I was just going to say that. I was like, at least give us a little bit of suspense that because every, I mean, you have to think that everyone thought he was going home after that. I'm so, surprised, honestly surprised that he didn't go home during that conversation. But I'm just surprised that it wasn't saved for, you know, this dramatic suspense.
And she's going through these people, and she gets through Brandon, and then my local news cuts in. And it says, we talk about the warm-up at 11. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what do we – no, we're not talking about the warm-up at 11. Stop. And it comes back, and it's immediately to her saying Martin. And I'm thinking, well, what did I miss? Is she wait, no. Well, she can't clearly still have roses left. Is she just – she wants to talk to him to personally send him home as opposed to just –
yeah, tell him off.
And then – oh, no, she still has a rose in her – what?
Yeah.
So,
come on, Michelle, you know better.
All thumbs up, and then one, or in this case, two big thumbs down. So let's for a minute here. How can we even brainstorm reasons? Let's play devil's advocate. Why is Martin getting a rose? Let's put producer pick out of the way, because that shouldn't be something that gets people to the final eight.
I was going to say that was going to be my one reasoning. Why I would think that he would last until at least.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Next week is a producer pick, because there's she doesn't let anything slide by. And this was like, I felt like such a major thing. And this was, she treated it, or it made her seem like she thought it was nothing.
Just crushing it. And then whiff. I just, because it's not as if it's one of these things that every year we see where, oh, I kind of wish that the Bachelor or Bachelorette knew this about this person. I mean, we've even talked about how we think they need more information during the season so that they can make more informed decisions about people who are just being jerks off camera and sort of making fun of them almost to a point. You know, oh, she's on spring break. Stuff like that she needs to know about.
Yeah.
But this was right in front of her. I mean, in the conversation.
Being a jerk to you.
That she pointed out and called out. Let's say it's not a straight producer pick, but let's say she had her conversation and she's going over, okay, who do you think you're going to keep? And you're like, well, I'm kind of down to, you know, like Casey and Leroy are really nice, but there's just not really a spark there. But clearly, you know, I got to get rid of Martin because he's being a jerk. And so maybe whoever her individual producer pitches and says, hey, you know, Casey's not going the whole way, you know, nice guy, you know, there's no spark there. He's going to go home next week. Why not send him home now? Keep Martin around so we've got some fun stuff to cut around and take the burden off of you to, you know, feel the need to create, you know, good TV. So as opposed to a pure producer's pick where they say, no, we need Martin on the show. The yeah. only thing I could possibly come up with is that. That they just had a conversation.
Yeah,
that,
I guess. If, I mean,
you see neither of these guys going in any scenario. So why not we keep the one that maybe makes better TV? Only thing I can figure. If you have something that resembles a reason how this guy is still on this show, I would love to hear it.
I do not. I think the closest would be your reasoning you just gave.
It's just, for someone that has been so on the ball here, I know we're only five episodes in and we just had the, you know, they gave us the mid-season tease. So we still have, you know, weeks to go here. This is as big of a miss as you're going to have as a lead in this show, because it's right in front of your face and you noticed it. Because sometimes it is just a matter of there's so much going on. And maybe it's a group date and you don't hear something the right way. And so fine. But for it to be a one-on-one situation where you call it out and you still keep them around, I just – rare miss for what has been, I think, a really incredible run for her so far through five episodes. And listen, you do that, and let's say in basketball, she'd be playing in the WNBA. You miss – one out of 50 shots. Oh my God, you're going to the Hall of Fame. So fine. This is a big one though.
Let's hope that we get a better reasoning.
And didn't see a ton of Martin in those, you know, teas. So I'm hoping that means he only lasts one more episode, but
Maybe she just wasn't. I don't know. Maybe she's just not done with the conversation, but she didn't have time to get into it at this cocktail party, but I don't know. I hope there's a better reason.
Listen, Michelle, I have faith in you. Not that you need my faith, but you have it. I think you're gonna get back on the horse here and continue to be great, but I'm still, you know, again, we're an hour out from when this episode ended, and it's still can't process it. I don't, it makes no sense. This dude should not be on the show.
It was rough for us.
Poor us. Oh my God. I can't believe. And she didn't even take time out of her day.
I can't believe you weren't thinking of us.
She didn't take time out of her day to come talk to us about it. Oh my God. I feel so insulted. I'm just, she forgot about us. Oh my God.
So rude.
God, Michelle. And now we're down to eight. And we got rid of Chris, thank God. Casey and Leroy, who neither of that, you know, Casey got a lot of narrating time, but he, I mean, there was never anything there. So,
nothing surprising.
No. And, you know, next week we're going to finally get this, if you can call it a showdown, maybe this is what leads to him staying in our lives, but you're going to get Clayton versus Nate, apparently. And they've teased this from the very beginning, like the week one, like this season on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Apparently Nate's an actor, and whether he means an actual actor or just putting on a show, much like Thomas was accused of, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. And we're staying in Minnesota, right? I think another
week. It looked that way, before what looked like the beach from Paradise. So I wonder if they figure, hey, we've got this. Basically, we bought it for the week. We might as well use the rest of it. It looked awfully familiar. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But it certainly looked like our favorite spot down in Mexico.
I didn't watch tonight. I didn't watch the coming attractions. But I did. I could have sworn I heard her say, you know, we're staying in Minnesota one more week and then...
Oh, it's a party. Yeah. Woo. Who doesn't want to be around all the Great Lakes? Let's go. It's the Land of Lakes. I don't know. Land of Lakes? No, it's butter. I don't know. It's Minnesota. There's water. It's cold. You're basically in Canada. Whatever. She's happy there. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Hopefully we get some more friends or start to get some family.
Get rid of friggin' Martin. Please.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well,
that goes without saying.
But other than Michelle and her blindness for Martin being a jerk, is there any other news going on out there?
I guess I'll start with more jerks, but no, just kidding. Brendan and Piper are back together. I know I'm not supposed to say the B name and the P name, but they are back together. It was his birthday the other day, and she put like a really nice birthday message on her Instagram story with lots of hearts. So
what, and then was it hashtag
saying she's back together? They're back together.
And then was it hashtag please follow us back?
Yeah, probably. We'll pay you if you follow. Tasia, unfortunately, I don't know if you saw, she was hospitalized after the marathon, and it was an injury from the marathon. She actually has a bad kidney infection. So she's going through that. I guess she's doing better now. I don't think she's still in the hospital, but she was hospitalized shortly after the marathon because she felt something wasn't right, and they found an infection in one of her kidneys.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But I believe, I haven't seen more than one update, but I believe she's doing well and she's not in the hospital anymore. Because she did post an update, so she can't be that bad, I wouldn't think, but hopefully she's okay. Pilot Pete has a new children's book out called Adventures of Pilot Pete.
the only adventure of Pilot Pete that we really know about involves
a windmill.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that that's, actually I do know. I know that that's not appropriate for a children's book. So.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would not want my kids reading that book. But it's called Adventures of Pilot Pete, and it's about a kid learning to want to be a pilot and loving the sky from his father, I guess. So I probably won't be purchasing it, but...
But the twins need to learn about loving of flying.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy it.
Listen, you know. If Pete finally decides to come on this show, mm-hmm. We've had a long list of former Bachelor, Bachelorette folks on this fine podcast. Mm-hmm. But Peter has continued to pass, to focus on his own.
He was writing a children's book. He's been very busy.
You finally break the seal here, buddy, and come on the show. We'll all buy your book. How about that?
Yeah.
That is our challenge.
I will read the book and I will report back.
Book report.
And
great.
I didn't even hear about this book. Like I hadn't even seen it advertised anywhere. And then I happened to be on my Instagram newsfeed and saw Sweet Nums post it. So
Pete has sent me videos asking me to play songs. But he will not come on this podcast because I program a radio station. And he's like, hey, I really want to hear this song by XYZ. But he won't come on the podcast. So, like, dude, I'm not reading your book. And the fact that I don't have children, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm buying this children's book. Oh, you got kids? No. Okay, officer.
Oh, it's a gift? No.
No. Cool. Security will see you out.
Maybe I'll just go to like a Barnes & Noble and just read it there. No,
hey, listen, it's approved by Sweet Nums. So, I mean.
That's true. I mean, yeah. It's got to be.
Can't all be.
Got to be a bestseller, I would think.
Oh, boy.
Ben Higgins got married.
Yes, congratulations.
Lots of Bachelor alum there, including our friends Jared and Ashley. Dean and Kaylin were there, Sean Booth, Nick Viall, a bunch of, they probably had at least probably three tables, I would think.
A who's who.
Looked beautiful, so congratulations to them.
Yes.
Jason and Caitlin were in Boston this past weekend. I was not in Boston, so I was not around, but my cousin saw them out to eat at the Encore Casino in Boston. So she didn't want to be that person to go up to them to take a picture. So
it's so funny. So
from afar.
A friend of mine had that instance with Grocery Store Joe in New York over the weekend. Said the exact same thing. Said like, oh, I was going to go ask for a picture, but I didn't want to be that person. I'm like, literally their whole life is living to be that person. So
they want you to do that.
Yeah. They'd certainly much rather that than like some sort of creeper.
And they don't know who you are. If they say no, then just say, okay, cool. Bye.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not going to be like, oh yeah, Ryan Jones asked me for a picture. I'm never going to contact him again.
Yeah, I mean, because, for example, and it's not on the level of friggin' Grocery Store Joe did not turn down my photo request, but I was at the same movie premiere as Bradley Cooper, and I asked for a picture, and he said no. And I said, okay. And then I walked away, and guess what? If you ask Bradley Cooper about that today, you think he knows who the hell I am? No. So who cares?
Yeah, it's only going to be you who remembers that moment.
Yeah, so go for it.
Go for it. Especially Bachelor, like you said, that they, like, that would make their whole day.
If you literally asked what they got on this. Okay. Other than looking for love, this is literally what they got on the show.
This is what they wanted.
Yes.
And then my final thing is, obviously, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that Taylor Swift came out with her Taylor's Version album. Exactly. I don't know if you've heard of Taylor Swift before, but she's a singer.
Up and coming artist?
Yes. Up and coming. New singer. Have you been following the Katie Thurston?
Not at all.
So when, after the album was released, she decided to do 12, it's called 12 Days of Messy. So she took a song from the album and called out a guy from an ex-boyfriend that she would relate that song to. So the first day was We Are Never Getting Back Together, and that was Blake. And she like literally puts day one, Blake, and then puts the song. So it's not like, oh, she must be talking about Blake. Like, she straight out says.
So like Taylor, everyone knows she's talking about Jake with the scarf, but she doesn't actually say it's about Jake. She actually says who it is.
Exactly. So,
I mean, I don't know, but I don't follow
it. It will be on her Instagram story. Like, today was only day four, so you should check it every single day because it gets wild. It was I Knew You Were Trouble, and it matched with Thomas. Everyone started basically freaking out about it and putting a side by side between her story saying I Knew You Were Trouble, and it says day four Thomas, and then Becca and Thomas's Instagram story today were like them living their best life and like having so much fun. Today Becca unfollowed Katie.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah, so that was like everywhere.
The Bachelorettes at each other's throats. Come on, ladies.
So, at first, it was like they were pretty cordial about it. Like, Katie, I mean, I guess, gave her blessing. Not that Becca asked.
But exactly. Like, seriously.
Hope you guys are happy. Whatever. That was the end of it. But now it's getting pretty down and dirty. So
Why are females just so high maintenance? They just expect guys to do everything like Thomas, date both of them. Don't be high maintenance.
Day three was funny. Like she poked fun with Girl at Home, and she put James and Aaron. Obviously, we know them as spending only going to paradise basically for themselves. So they're pretty funny. So
this was day four, you said?
Yeah, so tomorrow's day five, and it's going for 12 days. So
we got 12 days of Swiftmas here with Katie Thurston.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 days of messy, it's called.
Well, she can call whatever she wants, but there's clearly no chance that Katie doesn't go to paradise, right? Like, we're, especially now that Becca's broken the seal on the stars going, right? Like,
I would think. And there was a story that Greg said that he would come back to the franchise if it was genuinely someone he was interested in.
No.
Just when you think everything's going well, there's just one person who has to be like, I'm coming back or I'm not going away.
No.
No one wants you, Greg.
Seat's taken.
We don't want you on our TVs.
Oh, well, listen, that's a lot of drama for one night. Still can't believe Martin's around, but we get to talk about him next week, hopefully for the last time. Hopefully at Bachelor Podcast. You can find us on all socials. Katie, thank you as always for your insight.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.